Task 3. You and your colleague are looking for a Master of Ceremonies, MC, for Sammy and David's wedding banquet. You are listening to the interviews with some potential candidates. Listen to the interviews and complete the evaluation forms below. Conversation 1. Hi, are you Kenneth Chu?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for coming to talk to us. Do you have any experience being an MC for wedding banquets?
Yes, I have been an MC for 2 weddings. I've loved being an MC for both wedding banquets. There are many wonderful moments and touching scenes.
What do you think is your strength, Kenneth?
I can make an event run smoothly. I have been to some relatives' weddings, and I found that some MCs didn't have good time management, and some of the activities were overrun.
That's true. It's important for an MC to manage the time well. Many couples ask for a humorous MC these days. Are you good at making people laugh?
Not very. But I think wedding banquets are generally serious in nature, so jokes are not quite appropriate.
I see your point, but many couples nowadays like to include jokes and games during the banquets to let the audience have a laugh.
Well.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thanks.
Thanks for seeing me today.
Mark, what do you think of this candidate?
He's about average. I mean, he's confident and talkative, but nothing more. He doesn't seem like the best person to host the best wedding banquet for our clients.
I agree. Let's meet the next candidate. Conversation 2.
Hi, I'm Dennis Hoy. I was invited to come and have an interview today.
Hi, Dennis. Why don't you start by telling me about your relevant experience?
I have 6 years of MC experience with wedding banquets and formal events. I love being an MC very much.
6 years of experience? I am sure you have attended many different kinds of weddings.
Yes. People have different views on weddings. Some would like their wedding to be entertaining, while some prefer having a more serious one. It really depends.
Okay, could you tell me your strengths?
I can make good jokes and handle unexpected challenges.
Handling unexpected challenges? Can you tell me a bit more?
Sure. I had to deal with some unexpected things when I was an MC for several wedding banquets. I remember one time a guest brought her puppy in her bag, and the puppy suddenly ran onto the stage. I was able to make it into a joke and calm down the terrified bride.
That's great. Are you good at designing wedding games?
Yes, I can design funny and suitable wedding games. These days, people prefer a casual wedding, and they would like some fun. The couples and guests enjoyed my games a lot.
That's great.
I am sure I can do the job well.
I believe you can. Okay, that's all for now. We'll contact you very soon.
Thank you so much.
Mark, Dennis seems very suitable for the position, doesn't he?
He definitely does. He has professional experience. I guess he must have met a lot of challenges during his 6 years of MC experience. He's cheerful and humorous, which impressed me very much.
I feel the same about him. He is also confident and talkative. I have no doubt he would be a very good MC.
But let's meet our last candidate.
Sure. Conversation 3. Hi, so you're Kelvin Cheung, right?
Hi, yes I am.
Kelvin, do you have any experience being an MC for wedding events?
No, but I have some public speaking experience, such as giving speeches at school.
So you don't have much related experience.
Hey, if you don't consider my experience relevant for this job, what more can I say?
I just mean you lack MC experience with wedding banquets, despite having some public speaking experience.
Okay, it doesn't matter, because I am able to think quickly. I can handle any kind of situation with ease.
So your strength is being able to think quickly.
Yes. What's more, I entered the 2009 Hong Kong debating competition, and I was the second runner-up.
That was quite an honour.
That's why I think I am suitable for this job.
Okay, I'll contact you within 2 days if you are considered to be the right candidate. Thanks a lot for your time.
Bye.
Please tell me what you think, Mark.
Well, he's confident. But I was shocked when he said, "What more can I say?" We certainly don't want such an arrogant MC for our guests.
And more importantly, he lacks MC experience with wedding banquets.
Right. Having other public speaking experience doesn't automatically mean he can be a good MC for wedding banquets.
I guess we've decided. This is the end of task 3.